the second half.
Okay, good.
My name is Johnny Wilkinson, and I play rugby for England.
I did see that try 1 year. That was brilliant.
Thank you, babe. I won the World Cup. I won the World Cup for us. Yeah. No, my name is Johnny Wilkes, and I play Dick Whittington in the Panto.
This must be like coming home for you, really, isn't it?
It is coming home for me. Literally, I do. I come from Stoke-on-Trent. This is my ninth year back.
What are you wearing? Can you describe this ensemble?
I'm wearing my Dick Whittington outfit. You're looking quite jealous of it, aren't you? Look at me, red tights,
yeah.
Love. I always remember a little lady stopping me in the street once and saying, 1 year I didn't come back. And she said to me, oh, Jonathan, don't leave us again. She said it was like having Christmas dinner without the cranberry sauce. That's my dream, to become a cranberry sauce, so I am a cranberry sauce.
So if you're cranberry sauce on stage, backstage I've seen giant octopus costumes,
yep.
I've seen all kinds of things going on. What can we expect from this year's show?
It's very much about slapstick. It's very much about making them laugh. Bit of scared, because the king rat's very scary.
The moments that things go wrong, cast usually laughing at themselves, laughing at the audience. Do they happen in the same way every night? Is it a scripted mistake, or are they usually genuine?
It's totally genuine. And an audience isn't thick. They can see when a cast are having a good time up there. So for me, I genuinely laugh every single night.
Louise Dearman.
You're sat now at the back of rehearsals, at the back of the stalls, wearing quite a lovely pink, purple.
My little Alice Fitzwarren outfit. Haven't done my makeup or hair, so it's kind of random, but technical rehearsals, it's all about piecing everything together bit by bit. Currently doing a scene with a giant inflatable sausage.
For somebody who's never seen Dick Whittington, what can people expect when they come on the night?
I love Dick Whittington because it's not the obvious pantomime. You know, people always think Cinderella, Snow White, but Dick Whittington's a lovely story and finding out, you know, making sure that you know what the truth is about somebody, sticking up for someone who hasn't done wrong. I get to sing some cracking songs. Such a laugh. A great end to the year to do panto here in Stoke.
Oh, look at that! Wow! Fork it!
What?
Stick it with a fork!
My name is Christian Patterson. I play Sarah the Cook, and I'm also the co-director of the pantomime.
2014, we've got on-demand telly. Why would people still want to come out and watch people dressed up as women on the stage running around?
I think that's a really good question, and I think it's because of the lack of variety on TV. The allure of panto is to bring the kids to it and find out the magic of pantomime. And hopefully, if we catch them at that age, they'll become theatregoers of tomorrow.
Do you remember the first thing you ever saw on the stage?
I do, actually. It was a pantomime in Swansea. Absolutely tremendous. Gave me the bug, really, for acting. And my favourite sound in the entire world is the sound of laughter. So it's a joy for me to hear it night after night.
My name is Kai Owen, playing King Rat.
Who and what is King Rat?
The buddy. King of the rats. They're ruling the town of Stoke-on-Trent. He wants to take over.
So you must get used to walking onto a stage to boos and hisses.
It's my first ever baddie that I've played.
Does it make you sad? Do you cry when you get off the stage?
I think I will. I am quite a sensitive soul. The thing is, Stoke people know me because I've been here before doing panto, and I'm aiming to be the first baddie that wins them over. I'm wearing a very camp costume as King Rat. I would have it on now, unfortunately, but I've had a splitting incident as I bent over, so the seams have come apart.
The seamstress is busy extending region.
My inside leg.
How did you cope with that?
I just faced the audience all the time. They always teach you when you're a kid never to turn your back on the audience, so I went back to my foundations and didn't turn my back on the audience, because if I did, they would have had, like, big fluorescent Union Jack boxer shorts staring at them.